West Georgia's first news on this Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, students in the Harrelson County Schools District returning to the classroom on Tuesday.
Looking forward to a great school year. As we said, it starts on Tuesday. Have your children there on time. Even though traffic's going to be bad, you know it. Get there early. And
that's right.
And while you're around anywhere, but especially around the schools, pay attention. Drive the speed limit or less, and just watch out for kids darting in and out and the possibility. Last thing we want is someone hurt.
Harrelson County School Superintendent Jerry Bell talking with WKNG King Country Morning Show host John Copeland.
If you're interested in bus and you've never ridden one or your child's never ridden one, you can reach out to your school. They can tell you the bus number, when, and where, and they can get you signed up on Here Comes the Bus, which is an app that'll show you as that bus in real time is moving down your street, what time it'll be there, where it's at, and when to have your kids ready to run out to the stop and get on that bus.
And Bill talks all things Harrelson County Schools every Friday morning on WKNG King Country. Well, those who own property within the Carroll County portion of Bremen City can expect to see an increase in their tax bill this year. City Council has agreed to designate the Carroll County portion of the city as a special tax district. According to the Georgia Department of Community Affairs, any Georgia city has the capacity to approve any defined area as a special district and increase the new district's millage rate up to 5 mils. Cities typically designate a special district when they are intending to improve support services or install a public safety element for the designated area when the funding does not currently exist.
Colin, we've talked for several years now about our capital needs in that Carroll County portion of our city. At the July meeting of our mayor and city council, it was the elected officials' decision to, by resolution, create a special services district for the portion of Bremen in Carroll County. The purpose of that is to fund and finance capital improvements and capital equipment purchases.
Bremen City Manager Perry Hicks had previously sounded the alarm in middle July when he said he expected the millage rate for the Carroll County portion of Bremen for fiscal year 25 to, quote, soar. Hicks explained a reason for a likely tax increase for Bremen residents in Carroll County is that the local option sales tax contract with Carroll County calls for Bremen's percentage of lost revenue it gets from Carroll County sales dropping from 0.32% down to 0.05%. Also,
when we buy a piece of capital equipment such as a fire truck for, let's say, $675,000, the data shows us that that truck spends about 30% of its time in call volume in the Carroll County area.
Hicks says a fair use of sales tax dollars for that particular purchase would be $200,000 coming from the Carroll County portion of Bremen.
Unfortunately, the history of our SPLOST receipts are sketchy at best. That's not to say that they're going to go bad, but I can tell you we have been through five-year, six-year periods of SPLOST with either receiving 0% or a 0.018% share. So this is an attempt to really augment and improve our abilities to do capital works and capital programming in that Carroll portion of the city.
And the millage rate for the Carroll County portion of the city had been lowered from 8.552 to 6.884 at this time last year. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington reporting.